It was supposed to be so easy. Just take back the DVD, withdraw that extra money, tell Mum I wouldn't be back for tea, then grab my savings and hurry. So first, to get the bill back in time, to avoid that big fine, I had to do a fast hill climb, but a faster decline. But I flew a bit quick, arms like a lunatic. I had to stop for a few ticks, I started feeling sick. Got to the video shop in a state, but chuffed it wouldn't be late. Only when he flicked open the case, I'd left the disc at
today
my place.
I have achieved absolutely now, in just being out of the house I've lost out. If I'd wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, but I still had to get the money, tell Mum I couldn't make tea, get the savings and then hurry. Rushing to the cash machine, still a bit mashed and lean. And of course a mandatory car drives by and splashes me. Get there, the queue's outrageous. Ladies taking ages. My rage is blowing gauges. How long does it take to validate your wages? Alas, my turn comes. Press the 50 squid button. Insufficient funds.
Today I have achieved absolutely now, in just being out of the house I've lost out. If I'd wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, couldn't withdraw any money, but I still had to call Mum, get the savings and then hurry. So to call my Mum so that I could tell her I can't go and that, at least I remembered my phone, man. I didn't know a number off hand. Where's my phone? Have I got it? Oh, this is a crock of shit. I lost the fucking thing. Oh, here it is in my pocket. But the battery's nearly flat. Got a call, quick snap. Oh shit, the battery is flat.
Today I have achieved absolutely now, in just being out of the house I've lost out. If I'd wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
So I failed on the DVD, couldn't withdraw any money or call Mum about tea. I'd have to get the savings and hurry. But where was the money? I knew I'd left it on the side next to the telly. This is not even funny. I left it in the living room, ready to pick up as soon as I'd pass through on the way out to the rendezvous. So the shoebox full of money just disappearing from me was not what I call funny. A grand don't come for free.
Today I have achieved absolutely now, in just being out of the house I've lost out. If I'd wanted to end up with more now, I should have just stayed in bed like I know how.
Soaked to the bone in me jeans. If you want me to stop, I imagine my mum's weeping right now. And the £1,000 you swore that I left on the table this morn has simply disappeared right before my eyes, his eyes and yours. And I'm £1,000 poorer, 100,000 pennies, no more. 1,000th of a million squid or two monkeys, or a whole 50 scores, gone, withdrawn from my life. The money is no more for sure.
It was supposed to be so easy.